The Pulse. The news that matters to you.
And that was Fifth Harmony with That's My Girl. And up next we have Iona with information about EU membership again.
Yes, so a Luxembourg MEP called Charles Gorens has proposed the idea that the EU should offer British citizens the option of remaining in the EU as EU citizens for a fee. It's sort of being coined as sort of an associate EU membership, and it's something that the European Parliament will vote on next month, so it's not a confirmed thing. And it's seen as something that would allow us, particularly the 1.2 million Brits who are living within the EU at the moment, a chance to still have the healthcare and the same rights, but also it could probably help us if we're going on holiday, so it's not just for the people who are currently at the EU. So it seems good in that it's sort of representing the idea that not everyone wanted to leave, that there were 48% of people who voted in the referendum. You know, they are being heard, but there's no confirmed fee about it, and there are issues about what it really means, and is EU citizenship something that can just be bought, like a club membership, or, you know, I mean, it is a really weird thing to get our heads around. So sort of a tie-in that, you know, do you think that an associate EU citizenship is a good idea? And do you think it's something that could realistically be implemented?
I think it's just strange the way it's been, like, almost trivialised now. To the point, as you said, like a membership. Yeah. Well, just pretty much reinforces the fact that the whole situation's a bit confusing, it's a bit of a mess. There's not much clarity as to, obviously, what it entails. I'd say a membership is a bit odd to me. I feel like, well, the United Kingdom is a country. As a state, you should be able to decide membership. Individual people, I'm not so sure.
Yeah, I agree, because if you look at like other countries trying to get membership, then they'll be like, oh, well, why don't Turkish people get to like buy into being in the EU?
And like, I live in Argentina, can I buy some citizenship?
Yeah, like
where is the line?
It's wrong. Like, it's just like, you are a nation, like, this is, like, we are the United Kingdom, we chose to not be in the EU, we're not in the EU, like, it just sounds weird. Like, you have travel insurance, and you have, you know, visas, and you have ways to travel and be in the EU. It just doesn't seem accurate. It's like, the EU isn't, like, a nation, like, it's almost like you're buying a nationality.
That's
like,
the idea.
And
yes,
it's just, like, it's not right, like, we're not going to be like, oh yeah, you can buy a British nationality, like you can buy a French nationality, you can buy a USA. It's just not how it works. It just seems like a really obscure idea. And like, if you are working in the EU, I'm sure that there will be provisions and there will be ways in which you can. They're not just going to like stop employing you. Like, that's not how it would work. And so it's just like, it just seems a bit bizarre. Like, too strange of an
idea.
But
do you think they've kind of brought the idea in because the voting was so tight? Like, if it was maybe swung the other way and it was like 20% v 80% instead of, is it 48% versus 52%?
Yeah.
They've now brought in this. Maybe if it was more, what's the word I'm looking for? Swayed as such, the decision was more clear, that they wouldn't be offering this.
I think it's interesting that it's almost like the EU are trying to represent that there are alternative opinions.
It's interesting.
Well, it's sort of saying the British government isn't considering, you know, we've got the sort of Brexit, moon's Brexit kind of thing. It's like, you know, there or nothing.
Yeah.
Where the EU are sort of saying, look, we're not going to start a sort of nuclear war. We're just saying, if you're interested, we've got an option open.
Yeah, but like at the same time, I feel like there was a time and place for that kind of mentality, and that was before Brexit. Like,
but then wouldn't that?
But I feel like the EU didn't have that mentality before Brexit. They weren't like, we really want you here, but we don't really want to agree to anything you want as a part of the EU. And so now they're like doing this, like, I feel like it's like some weird negotiating strategy. Like, but it's like the negotiations should have happened before.
But wouldn't that be a really weird sell if you were like, please don't leave me, but like, if you want to leave me, then there is a way of not leaving me.
Yeah, but I just mean like, it would have just been a bizarre thing. Like, it's just like, I feel like they wanted Britons in the EU, but they did nothing to entice Britons to stay in the EU. and that's why we left. And when you're saying like swing vote, like we weren't like necessarily swayed towards the EU, like odd example, like, but America aren't exactly swayed towards Donald Trump.
That's
we can't,
fair. Yeah.
We can't
an
then
associate
be like
Clinton
yeah,
presidency.
Like, exactly. Like, we can't have that. Like, it just wouldn't work. And fair. So it's just like you're in, you're out. You're Republican, yeah. you're Democrat. That's what the country is at the moment. That's how it's yeah. going to stay at the moment. Yeah. And I feel like you can't really. I don't think that there's grey areas here. You can't have grey areas. Otherwise, the whole Brexit process would kind of break.
It's
down.
Kind of shooting itself in the foot by offering that as such.
Yeah,
it kind of it demoralizes the idea of the Brexit decision, because it's like there is an alternative route, look at this. Like, I don't know,
so it's just been proposed, right? It's not an
yeah, so the proposal is going to go to vote next month. There
I'm
is
so curious.
Sort of feeling that it probably won't go through,
right.
And this is like I think it's really interesting. Like a couple of weeks ago they had like all the Brexit negotiations are going to be in French, and there was a massive thing about it, and now the media are going about this. But like, no offence to Luxembourg, but there's just a Luxembourg MEP announcing this, and this has become now massive news. And do you know what I mean? It's really weird how we just sort of attach anything.
Yeah.
We just don't know what's happening.
But can you imagine if this was actually proposed pre-Brexit? I feel like the Brexit vote would have won by a landslide.
Yeah, it would have.
Like,
yeah.
It's just
because it was like, it felt completely segregated. It was like, look, you're on your own if you want me.
Yeah. I just feel
yeah,
like.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But I just feel like even before, you like how you say European. You never really said, you said European and then you kind of said Britain. And yeah, it was never the same thing. And it was never the same culture. And it was always two separate entities. So like, I feel like the EU wanted Britain, but for like the value added, like we would support them in like wars, or we would support them economically. But they didn't want Britons. Like, they didn't want the NS.
The plebs.
Like, yeah, they didn't want the people. Yeah. Like, they don't like Britain, British people. They don't like Britain. They're very, very different.
Yeah.
And so it was just kind of like, we like you for your value, but we don't actually like you for your values. Like,
well, maybe it's more a thing of, we were kind of like a hold the fort up kind of thing.
Yeah.
Because now there's all fears of Spain. Immediately after, there was fears of Spain leaving, France
Italy.
Leaving. Precisely. Yeah. So maybe that was it. And now they're saying, oh, wait, actually, we do a lot of kind of sales. Our economy kind of uses Britain a lot in order to trade. So maybe that's what it is now. It's like a hold up. Maybe we shouldn't have fully backed out. It's
we're a very weird guinea pig, basically.
Yeah.
Like, let's see what happens.
Yeah.
If this does go through, what fee do you think would be like, oh, that's a decent price for EU citizenship? This probably
that's
is quite question. It's quite a deep question. I mean, if you are, say, I mean, let's be honest, there's a lot of, like, they're saying one of the concerns was, like, there are a lot of retired pensioners in Spain who are using, say, the health services
that's
a lot more
true.
Than, say, like, a tourist who was just there. Mm-hmm. You know, how much do you think is reasonable, expect, you know, because we are, in a way, pushing on a country's, if you're living in a new country, you are pushing on their resources in some way. Should, you know, could there be a sort of tariff system? Is it meant to be means tested? You know, like, would a student be able to afford a fee, you know, the same way a banker, or you
that's
know what I mean
true,
it's really hard if people are on a year abroad,
that's
like
very
could
true.
They could they afford the same price as someone who's setting up a business?
That's interesting. How much is it for a passport roughly? It's like,
I don't know,
£80
£80 or so.
Yeah.
So if you're looking at that kind of margin, I don't know.
That's the thing. You'd think it would be like an annual, as you said, like a tariff.
Yeah, so they're sort of saying like an annual system.
Yeah, I think it'd have to be annual. Like, I don't think you could be like, oh, this membership will last for like 10 years the same way a passport lasts for 10 years.
No.
But then, is it something that we need to decide immediately? you know, at birth, you decide whether you want to be an EU member or not? Or can I say, no, at the moment, I don't have a job, so I'm going to wait 5 years and...
Yeah, I feel like every year you decide whether or not you're an EU
but
member or not.
But it's so
like,
weird.
It's just like, it's you can't, like, bizarre. Yeah, this year I'm not feeling the EU economy, like... I'm just happy with the rainy weather here, so I'm just going to stick it.
Like, it's like, shall I get gym membership this year or will I use it? Yeah. No, probably not, so I'll save the money. It's like... I think it's like devaluing the EU themselves.
Yeah, if you can buy your way in, it's
there's no exclusivity as
no,
such.
Exactly, free for all.
Oh, yeah.
It's all just a bit weird.
Undermines it.
Yeah.
Quite a bit.
I mean, as sort of a Remainer, I did.
Cameron would be at the front of that line, though, don't you?
I want an EU membership, guys. Let me back in. But it's sort of interesting that I don't think it's necessary, like a 48% would want it.
No.
I don't think it is.
It's not even that. Like, it just wouldn't work. Like, because like, if you look at the breakdown of who voted what and like students and. Yeah. It's just, you wouldn't have 48. I feel like it's a ploy just to earn money for the EU. Like, we want more money. Like, money that, like, Britain might have contributed towards the EU. Like, Britons can contribute on their own.
Yeah.
It's a nice way of, like, commercialising the whole Brexit debate.
It is very much.
Like, we're going to make money out of this.
If we're going to be talked about, we've got to make money.
Yeah. To be fair, this is, like, the most light-hearted discussion on the EU.
Like, yeah, I think, to be honest, is. You have to. Otherwise,
yeah. It's true. Otherwise, it's the same thing.
I think, like, once we get to, like, March, May, and we, like, if we do officially leave, then I'm still in denial about it, because I'm thinking, hopefully, legal thing will at least bring up... an interesting debate in government.
I don't know, but if we don't go through with Brexit, that just kind of devalues our democracy.
It does, and that's the thing. But
like, then it's just like, do we actually have a democratic system? No, because we vote on something, then we don't actually care what you say.
But it's also, what's a like, are the government meant to represent our ideas, you know what I mean? Are they meant? But in what way are they meant to decide something because they know better in a way, or is it like if you know.
When you say the government know better, though, the government are like 50-50
I'm saying
if
we vote for them to be representatives of us, is that because they need to vote in our own interests, or because they need to vote for what we want?
Yeah, but that's like saying, like, oh, the Scottish referendum. Oh, if they voted to leave. Oh, wait, they voted to leave Britain, but there's legal clauses in which they don't actually have to leave Britain. So because MPs don't want them to leave Britain, they don't get to leave Britain. That's wrong. If Scotland choose to leave Britain, they leave Britain. If Britain chose to leave the EU, we leave the EU.
Yeah,
it's interesting. Yeah,
it's the same equivalent. You can't just.
I guess
be like,
sort of the pros and cons of a democracy.
Like, there's
is
so many
that
things that
not
MPs
everyone's
decide.
Views can be represented.
There's so many things that MPs decide for us, and they decide it for us on our behalf because we elected them. But when it's something that an issue that has been taken to the public to vote on, and we've voted on it because we want our view on this issue represented, not because we don't trust MPs to represent us. It's because it's such a divisive issue that MPs were divided, the country was divided, therefore we needed some way to understand what to do. Like, it makes sense to say, oh, we banned smoking indoors, and MPs made that decision without them consulting us.
Yeah.
Because smokers obviously might not have wanted that to have happened, but as a health thing for the country as a whole, they decided that that was a decision that they should take on their own.
Yeah.
But this was a decision they couldn't just take on their own because of how divisive it would have been, where half the country would be like, no, we have to be in the EU. Half the country would be like, no, we should leave the EU. And because of the split, you have to just kind of be like, well, we're doing a referendum. Well, if we do a referendum, what's the point in doing a referendum if you're not going to follow through with it? There would have been no point in having it at all.
I think the problem is that it was such an ill... Both campaigns were so ill-informed.
It wasn't well presented.
And the fact it was never a legally binding referendum anyway. It was never... they never advertised the fact it wasn't legally binding. They just went, this is the decision. So, it's, I mean, it adds some really interest. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's such a... Thank goodness we sort of have Brexit, because it's such an interesting topic to discuss.
What would you talk about,
like,
on the
when
policy
you look
tree?
At the turnout, like, look at the turnout of how many people voted. You can't discard it, because... it's one of the biggest... it's turned out more people than actual governmental elections have.
Which
that's
is
how
worrying.
Big of an, but that's how big of an issue it was to us. As a country, it was that big of an issue.
A motive issue.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Whereas, like, people feel... I don't know why they feel more attached to Europe than they do
because they don't like the establishment.
But, like, we don't feel attached to our politicians. Yeah. But we also feel established to our nationality much more. And that's why Brexit was such a big issue.
We also like doing what we're not told to, you know, do.
Yeah.
That is, like... we haven't got necessarily, like, a French revolutionary experience, but we don't like... a sort of an authority being like, don't do it, because it'll be like, look at us do it.
Yeah.
Right now. And that is basically it.
The Pulse, the news that matters to you.